This shouldn't be a thing.
If you ever have a thing that should not be, you should send it in to Kelvin and me. I'm going to get my guitar for that, Kelvin. I'm going to start singing an impromptu song, but you can always send it still to janesays@civicmedia.us. janesays@civicmedia.us. That email is still up and running. We still see it. Let us know your thoughts on guests, topics, tisbat suggestions, but just get in touch with us. If that email changes, we will let you know. But janesays@civicmedia.us. And this one comes by way of CNN World, and the title reads, Gary, this is the Snake in My Boot edition. Gary from Zootopia 2 is a hit in China. Now young people are buying pit vipers. In Beijing, we meet a young person named Kui Weihao. Recently welcomed a new member of the family, a beautiful blue snake. The 21-year-old from central Jiangxi province bought the Indonesian pit viper for about $260 our money, 1,850 yuan, 2 days after the release of Disney's animated hit Zootopia 2. Kelvin, did you ever see the first Zootopia? Are you a fan of that movie? I don't know if that came out, if you were too old, or maybe it's, I have no idea. I only know the movie. I never saw it.
I'd never seen it either. I was definitely too old. I think it came out. First one was like 2016, but I could have sworn it while I was in college.
Okay. So here's the thing, a couple things about this. That movie is an absolute smash hit just in China. It is a movie with a $150 million budget, which for those who don't know, for movies of this size, you take that $150 million and you times it by two. That's its full budget because you want to include marketing. So about $300 million has been spent on this movie, give or take. It has made nearly $500 million in China alone, period. So it's more than made its budget back and then some just by the Chinese market. And they love this movie and they are inspiring people to buy blue pit vipers. What I didn't tell you from the title of it and a little piece, they are highly venomous. These are highly venomous reptiles that people are saying, yes, I need this in my life. I don't want to judge anyone. I don't want to say you can and can't do this. But that is something that would give me absolute and utter pause. I don't mind snakes. There was a time that I wanted to be a snake guy. I'm glad I didn't. I feel like that's a huge commitment. And you're almost always going to say, hey, where did Gary go? And then everyone freaks out. But as a reptile lover, Kui has long wanted a blue snake and finally went ahead and bought one after seeing the positive and adorable portrayal of the snake character voiced by Ki Hui Kwan, Academy Award winning Ki Hui Kwan. But I guess the thing is it's your life. It's you do what you want. But what precautions are you going to take for everybody? Because everyone needs to know. Like if Kelvin, what would you do if I invited you to my house for a dinner party? And I said, hey, by the way, I have a venomous blue pit viper. Does that inform your decision on whether or not you're coming?
Yes.
Or are you trusting me to be a responsible snake owner?
I would trust you to be a responsible snake owner and still probably pass. I mean, even if it wasn't venomous, there's two pets that kind of freak me out a little bit. And those are, one is snakes of any type, mm-hmm. and two are ferrets. I think if you have a snake or a ferret, you're the same type of person.
I have a lot of thoughts on ferrets because I had a roommate who had a ferret and it's a very disappointing quote unquote pet in my opinion. Nothing against Remo, RIP Remo, but I believe that ferrets are not pets. That's me. Live your life. Do your thing, Jelly Bean. I'm fine. Just as, yeah, if you tell me you have a ferret at your house and you're having a cookout, I'm like, nah, I'm good. I'm fine. As a side note, too, really quick, Zootopia was released Thanksgiving weekend. It has made over $1 billion worldwide. They're making Zootopia 3 through 5. You can guarantee that. But I guess that's the thing is people love this movie so much. They are putting all precaution aside and saying, I want a blue pit viper in my home. And please come over and look at my blue pit viper. Why doesn't anyone come over to my house to look at my blue pit viper? I think the answer, my friends, is in the question itself. So tell me, let us know, would you do this? But that has been another edition of
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.